Now, welcome to Casino Hustle, episode 2. Now, I'm going to tell you how everything first started with me, with this Casino Hustle. One time I was had to take my kids to like this meeting. It was something to do with family or something, but I had to take them to this meeting where they had to be there. But they was going to be there for like 3 hours. So I said, okay, I'll take them there. I'd never been to a casino anyway. I dropped them off to their meeting. And on the way coming from, I said, what could I do? I say, I don't want to just sit there at the meeting, because it was like them meeting with their mother. And they had to do something for like 3 hours or whatever. It didn't concern me. So I said, let me figure out something what I can do for these 3 hours. So I said, let me go about casino. I never been into one. Let me see how this thing looks. So I went inside there, and it was a long line. I said, man, this long line. I said, what? All these people inside this casino, this long line. I'm like, wow. So found out soon I came in, it was some two guys ran up to me. Hey, man, you want, I said, what this line is, what this line for? He said, oh, this is for, they had something in the magazine, and you got a coupon? I said, no, I got no coupon. What the coupon is for? He said, oh, they give you a $50 free play, and if you get it, you just give me half of the free play. Like, you just give me $25 of the free play, and you play the other $25. I said, man, I don't know what you're talking about, but, I mean, I'm only, remember now, I got 3 hours. So I said, oh, okay, fine. You know, I don't think he's trying to hustle me or anything like that. I just wanted to just go and get the free play for the guy. So I went and got it. On top of that, they gave me $25 more on top of that, plus the 50. So now I got $75. I got to get this guy $25. So on this, he told me to come. He said, come with me. So I'm falling behind the guy. So we go to this this virtual blackjack machine, and he load this up. He said, you can play yours. He said, let me play mine first, and then you play yours. So he put my card in. I told him the PIN number. Mind you, never do that. Never tell nobody your PIN number, because you may just lose the card or whatever. Never tell nobody your PIN number. But I didn't know. I'm new. Green to the fact, right? So he get the card. He put the PIN number in. Loaded his $25. He played it in one shot. Boom, dealers throwed him a blackjack. So now he win $37 plus the $25. So do the math. So he got that money. So now it's my time to play. So he explained to me what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. And he stood there. I was like, okay. He said, man, bet. Do like I did. Bet the what you call it. So I betted the $25. I won. Psh. He said, no, cash it out. So I cashed the money out. I said, damn, I got 50. It's $25 left. He said, man, bet it again. I said, nah, man. I'm going to bet 5 now, because she just won. So I don't know if she's going to, what you call her, mom, beat me or next. And he said, man, I'm telling you, man, just bet now. I did it. And she blackjacking on the money, but I still walked out with $50, right? But I saw the long line as I walked out with $50, but before I walked out, I saw the long line of people standing around, and this same guy was doing this with everybody. Hey, I got the, and the guy, to speed it up, it wasn't just him, it was him and his friends. They all had them, like a roll of newspapers, like cut out coupons, $50. And just imagine getting all those coupons, and he's finding people that, like myself, who was green to the fact, because I don't know, green to the fact that about this hustle, this casino hustle. I was green to the fact. I didn't know anything about it. But he was going to everyone getting these coupons done. And everybody knew his name. Everybody knew who he was. Every time he greeted somebody, it was with a smile, and he pulled you right in, and he showed you like if he was working for the casino. He showed you how to download, showed you whatever, but he get his cut off front. Even if he won that hand or lost that hand, I probably would have gave him something anyway because he helped me, right? So it's a win-win situation for him. That's what I mean by the casino hustle. So that's what I'm saying about the casino. You can make money. Money is there to be made. As long as you're not stealing anything, as long as you're not doing anything illegal, you can make money. Now, as the years went on, I finally got to meet the guy. Again, they did it. They was doing this same thing again. But this time, I didn't have to take my kids. Because I was like, oh man, I can go up there and win some money because I like the blackjack machine. So I started, playing the game on my cell phone and everything before I go back up because it was quick money. I made $50, no less than 2 minutes. I'm like, man, I need to go try with some real money with this thing. So when I go up there again, lo and behold, the same promotion is going on. The same guy. So this time I went up there with some money, like $200 or $300, and boom, 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 they beat me. And I'm saying to myself, this guy is here. This is the same guy, what you call him. And mind you now, he took me up there again and I got the $50. He took me up there again, got the $50. He won his money. I won. And I ended up losing the free play that I did lose. I lost that. And plus, I lost my money. But to this story, I even gave him money from helping me again. So he's winning all the way around. That's why I call it the casino hustle. He's winning all the way around because he knows what's going on, what promotions they have and everything. He's winning, 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 winning. And I sat back. I say, man, I can do this. I say, I can do this because if he's doing this, it got to be a reason and why. He's doing it, and how do he know these things is coming out? So I go, I say, man. So I went to him just before I leave. I went to him. I said, hey, listen, man, when you going to be up here again or whatever? He said, oh, I'll be up here every Sunday. He said, just come up here every Sunday. You're going to see me up here. If you come on a Friday or Thursday, I'll be here from Friday all the way to Sunday. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give his name on this podcast because I haven't spoken to him about it. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm telling you about the situation that I went through, where I knew hustling in the casino, you can make money. So I'm like, man, look at this guy. So, and then also too, the money that he make, he will flip some of it because he will gamble because it ain't costing him anything. You understand? So one day I decided to go up there on the weekend and hang around. Didn't have any money, lost my money, or whatever the case may be, because I was what you call a person to just go up there for fun and just gamble and don't know what's going on, just gamble. So I would gamble, lose, gamble. And the same guy's, and then if I won something, I always gave him something. I always gave this guy something and him and his friend because, I got to know them. This like weeks into this, I got to know these guys. I'm like, man, every time I come up on the Friday or weekend, they always here. So I called them the Kara City Boys. Which is if you stayed in Miami, Florida, Kara City, Liberty City, Overtown, all this stuff. I call them the Kara City because this casino is located near Kara City, which is called Miami Gardens now, right? So I'm like, wow, okay. These guys here, man, I give these guys $20 and $30 when I win and stuff like this. So that's what I call it, the casino. I give them $20 and $30 when I win, but I could never get nothing from them. And one day I was sitting back broke. One day I lost my money, like $300. So I'm sitting back. This on the weekend. They doing this this newspaper coupon thing, right? Again. So as we doing this newspaper coupon thing again, I sit back, I get the coupon. He takes me up there again. I get the $50. He win his, I lose mine. Now I'm broke because I lost my money too. But I know I always give this guy money. Not saying that I'm looking for a handout. I'm like, man, this guy won't even front me a coupon or anything to say, hey man, here you go, go try to get you somebody to get this coupon and you can have you something in your pocket because you always look out for me. But I'm saying he's gambling. Not saying that he owe me anything. He's gambling. They want him to look my direction. That's why I call it the casino hustle. I'm like, wow, this guy here, man. I said, I got to be better than these guys because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find out where they get these papers from and everything. So I started not talking to him directly. I went to asking people who I know. I said, man, oh, yeah, they come out every Sunday. They come out every on a Saturday or Friday. And you get the newspaper, you cut them out, and you come out, you can, do what you see them guys doing. Because some people have like six or seven of them. So I figured out everyone was doing it. He just was a big player in it. He had the most papers. He had like 200 to 300 papers. And just imagine what type of money he made. That's why I call it the casino hustle. It depends on the promotion and what they have going on. You got to know these things. So this guy knew this thing, and he had him and his family member doing it with him. And then the little people, the ones who I was speaking to and getting to know, they was doing it, but they were doing it on a small scale. They had like 10 or 5 or 6, and everybody get up. The line be almost out the door, people trying to get this free play from this coupon, right? So I'm like, wow, okay, I can do it bigger than them. And I ain't gonna be the way that he is about how you handle things like that. So I said, you know what? This is when I became a casino hustler. I said, you know what? I'm gonna show, because I can't believe I get this guy money and he got hundreds of dollars in his pocket. Gambling right in front of me. Won't even say, hey man, here go $10, man. I know you lost your money, because he was just standing right by me just 20 or 30 minutes ago watching me gamble, lose all my money. And plus, I gave him money on top of that. Well, if I do win, I will give him something just because he was there. You understand? Casino hustle again. Remember that word, casino hustle. And you can make plenty of money of it. So to get to the story, one day, a friend of mine said she knew somebody that worked at a well-known newspaper company here down in Miami, Florida, Miami Herald. So she said, I can get you how many papers you need? I said, get me 100. She got 100 papers, so I had 100 coupons. So I went there. I couldn't wait to get off work. I went there so early, and people was coming in, and the way I was dressed and looked so professional and stuff like that, I just walk up and have cash going, hey, you need a coupon, I got it, whatever. And they would take the coupon and go up there, and I was doing the same thing he was doing. But I was doing mine discreetly. You know, I ain't like I was, he was meeting you at the door. He was meeting you at the players club. This guy was everywhere. When you playing a game, he's there. He's broadcasting and everything, right? That's how I ran into him. But I said, you know, I got to do it better than him, because I don't want, if it is something illegal that I'm doing, I don't want to get caught doing it. And if I'm breaking the law in the casino, I don't want to get judged by it. So I said, you know what? Let me do it a little professional. I talk to him like I'm, you know, like we're friends or whatever, and I whisper into them or whatever, and they say yes or no. I tell them what the deal is, and they agree to it. And then we meet by the restroom. I meet somewhere, and I give them the coupon, and we go. And believe it or not, this is when the hustling of me became a legend. I became a legend in his town. I didn't want to step on his toes, but he found out I made like almost $600 to $700 over the weekend. I couldn't believe I made that much money just off coupons. And then I repeated the process again the next following week. So lesson be known is that it's always ways to make money and doing it legal in the casino. Never think that you can't do it, and never think that it's impossible, but it was possible. And then I became, and he was so shocked. The same person, they ran out of tickets. They like, oh, what's up, nurse? They called me nurse, doc. They said, what's up, doc? You shortstop. And I say, shortstop and what? I said, what you talking about, man? Yeah, I know you got them coupons, man. Let me get two. I say, man, I don't got no two coupons. Even though I had a pocket full of them, I told him, no, I don't have any more, man. I ran out. He never gave me anything. I gave him everything. He never gave me anything, even though he helped me, but not that I was looking for anything, but he showed me who he was. You understand what I'm saying? He never gave me anything, so that when the casino hustle began. So you wanted to hear more of how this hustle started? Stay tuned to the Casino Hustle Podcast, hosted by Kate.